begin the current daven says about becoming of test begin the begin test master begin the gemara be yotzei la seeking. So if someone sold the field to someone else without insurance, and then there's a seeking. So Pirish places Oyrim, we're talking about, like Rashi says, that those who are contesting the ownership of the Meicher. Ablein Lefarsh, Anosim, don't explain that the Asikim are people that are robbers, they're extortionists, because them can't, if that's the case, and actually Afil Bachrayis, and even if he's a little bit insurance, Meshitzikba, even when he took possession, so Amayu Chalachzer, why could he back out, like the Gemara is saying? But Lemele Mazlach Garm, you can tell him it's your mazl that causes it's your bad luck. It's not any of my fault that you have robbers that come to take it from you. If it must be Tumat Oyrin, where it's the responsibility of the Meicher. When he took possession, then any chalach, then it's already too late. Like the Gemara says, Chais the Kachas of Rukamas. Place is parakam the bamitzia. The first parakam that you down on the base. Pirush Rashi explains. Avgav shloim nosin boys that even though he didn't get money yet, but the karka nikis b'chazaka. Property gets acquired with taking possession, and he did chazaka. That's it's too late. Already acquired. So he says because I might not get chazaka yes because of shtar. Why are we picking specifically the kingdom chazaka more than money document? Boy more, but Mike boy maybe some chazaka. What's the more asking? When is chazaka? What do you mean? I'm sneaking here. But parakam chazabat. It's a mission and bust up and base madav. No poritz begodder locking the door, breaking a breach, fencing the wall. Boy more, but Mike boy hacha. Why would the more ask it over here? Tefim shaduch more than other places in Shas. Boy more, but the daish a mitzvah mashman. The wording stepping on the boundary sounds like Dedisa Ba'alma, just like stepping, Shailuk Sabah Mitzvah, going around the boundaries. That's not your classic Chazaka. So rather, Benir Lefarish Tosfos seems to explain like this. The Maisha Kadnoi Bekinya Gomer. He acquired it with a full-fledged Kenyan, Bechalipin, or exchanging a transfer, or a Bishtar, or a document, or a Chazaka, or regular Chazaka. Eidofik Bapurto, or he dug in a little bit. As the Gemara talks about this in Baba Bastaf and Dal Manav. Right, but this is the point. A person's intent, his consciousness, is even though he made a full acquisition, if they're contesting, they get back out. As long as he didn't walk on the boundaries of the field, Arkel, Rachpan, the length, and the width, literally, to see what's going on with the field. Behind the Yerusha Mitzvah, that's what the Gemara means, that he's stepping in the boundaries. And the Belay and Mois Ari, more of a success, must be talking about that he didn't give money. Because the Ibn Nas and Mois Ari was talking about where he gave money. Truth is, a full of Christ now, but then even with insurance, why could he back out when he took possession? What do you think he always back out? What do you mean? It's a done deal. He paid the money. But without money, then it's not done because he didn't pay. And even though he did a Kenyan, but it wasn't Daesh and Mitzvah. Mitzvah says, I'm going to say, but literally, why doesn't he tell him Shakal Arba Zuzach? What's the problem? Even if it's a done deal. But insurance, so say you take your land for the money that I owe. So why he could pay him up with the property itself. So it says Vishlami, which says you're right, but it's talking about Kurin where the property went down. So if it's not just backing up, but rather paying him with the property, then it's gonna be less value. Or you could say Kivin Shiyotzala Oidrin, since this contesting in Shabba Kamashra Shabba Bishashakan, it doesn't have the same value anymore. People are saying, oh yeah, people don't know who's a real owner, etc. Went down the value. Therefore it's significant if you could back out, not just to pay with the property itself. He says either money or the best property that you have. So Pesach and Rashi explains, meaning Shabalatar it's called Delel. Although we finished speaking about this in the Zion, it's going back on the contradiction of the Pesukim. And Pesach Lemi of the Zishla, he's because the Devar, he just didn't get a chance to finish his words, Ashikshla, until he was asked, which, to really clarify what he was saying, which was the question of Nachman, that's really Tosfos explaining, being bothered by a question, saying that, what do you mean? But the main point wasn't mentioned in the statement. It says, yeah, he was going to explain, but Rav Nachman jumped in and asked, but then he ultimately clarified that was the main point that he wanted to say. Now, the Istigarsi about those who have the text that Amar Rav Huna. It's not Rav Huna Amar, but it's Amar Rav Huna because it's independent. It's not going on the question that was asked. The Kohen Masnitin is going to Mishnah. It's just clarifying. It's in the best of the land that you have. Amar Rav Huna, he said the love davka meitav. It's not necessarily only the best. Either money or the best. Now, the Sefer of Alphas, Peter, she explained, that would also answer the question why he didn't mention the main idea, which is what Rav Nachman asked him, because that wasn't his point. The Sefer of Alphas Pirush the Rif, he explains Rav Huna Bereid Bishuv Rav Papa Del Elm Rav Zayin Mabez Pligad Rav Huna Dach. They disagree with him because the end of Sabri they hold Kol Mila Beit Tefuah. Everything's the best. Rav Zayin even brand. Rav Huna Sabri says no, and this you see from his wordings itself. Even though the Gemara ends up bringing that in, But you see from his words, no, best is only money or best property. And then if you don't have, fine, so then Subin. And the Rif Paskins like them, because they're later Amaram, and therefore, yeah, brand is the same. It's equal. You don't have to try to give money or property. But Rabbein Tam, it does not hold like this. Mefarshi explains Shesh Gimel Dinin, that there's actually three different halachic categories. Bin is talking by damages, it's got to be like Ravuna, either money or the best. Now, if he doesn't have, then okay, fine, I'll assume even brand. We're granting a creditor. If he has money, he can only pay up the debt with money. That he was suspending his money by a non Jew. Okay, but if he doesn't have money, then we don't force him to say, okay, you know, sell what you got and bring money. No, that's not the case. And the Muslim, like the Gemara says over there. And and a buyer, we find out that the purchase that he made was an error. So that's Kamekin Dina. He has the same type of halacha. I can immediately come and pack up like the Gemara says, learn of Mavamna base. Okay, that's like the second category. Well, Payel, now regarding a worker, if the employer does not have money, Omalei, the employee can tell him, Ziltark was over, go sell what you got and bring money. Yeah, take what you made in your ward. No, you got to pay me money. So those are three different categories. Next test master begins the Gemara Pshita. It's obvious. What do you mean? High bro, high lab bro. This is a son, this is not a son. Obviously, they have to split the loss. Which I says, wait a second. Tim begins, hey, just ask, take a second look. It says, my Pshita, why would it be so obvious? What do you mean, Shmuel and Mesamach? Shortly, the Gemara quotes from Shmuel. Baba, if a creditor comes up to Chalkish Lechem, he takes the portion of one. And Viter, he actually lost. So of course, to say that the dinner was that they have to split, for sure, is a Chiddush. So why is the Gemara saying Pshita? Hashem says, no, it's different. Because Kishchalka Karka Davka, it's only when they divided property, Isli Deviter. That's what Shmuel says, that brother lost his share. Why? Why there? Because there's name. I mean, Besafik Zekim, I said, each one has an equal suffix because they both split property. But that's Kinchalka. And that's what they had in mind when they split it. The Misha Yavsi Yavsi, whoever's going to lose is going to lose. And they knew that. So, yeah, so it's your loss. Where one brother took the money, one brother took the property, is the case we're discussing. The suffix of creditors is only on the property, not on money, because the movable items and money of orphans are not indebted to the creditors. So the Gemara understood that even Shmuel, yeah, obviously that it was that intended that they divided. That if the brother took the property, he loses, that he will be able to go to the brother that took the money, and therefore, so obvious to the Gemara to ask Peshitta. Next says, Master begins the Gemara, B'tar of Chalka Shalechemem, and he snatched the portion of one of them. So it says, Matem, you're going to say, wait a second. How does this even make sense that he took the portion of one of them? Every one of them has to pay up the debt together, the debt of their father. He can't even take the portion of one of them, because he's not going to prepare Kishnechel, If a document of debt comes out against them, it goes proportionally. The first one has to give a double portion, but everyone has to share in that. So how could it be even took one of the brothers? So it says, you can say, yes, the Mayor Hachashal Sapatik, we're talking about here where the father specifically wrote that this field will be indebted. So therefore, the lien was on this one specifically, and that one brother had that one. That's why. It says, not the words of the Gemara. Rav says, that's it. The division is void. Now, since there's mashmit, sounds like meaning the limitless look at Bezuzi, that brother cannot compensate his brother who lost what he got with money. But the comment patl machlekes from his words, I said that's it. The division is void. You got to split over the property. So obviously you're not just compensating him with money. Which tells us the tame, it's a wonder because mashmit the Ravasi. Why is it any different than Ravasi? The isli he holds shechol salke Bezuzi. You could remove him with money. And it's from that quarter, which is the reason why he gets a quarter, because he's not sure if it's Yerusha or Lekuches, but on the tzad that it's Yerusha, it's money that you're giving him. So I thought it's if it's Yerusha, you can't give him money. Yeshem says, but you can say, yes, no, the Ravas is freely, he held like this. The Philhabi Yerushim, yeah, you're right. Even if they're inheritors, we're qualifying them as such. He held that you could still, yeah, you could remove him with money. From the Amalei, because he could tell him, look, I know Labal Chayiv, you know that creditor that you give the property to? I would have found a way to get rid of him with money. And the fact that he took your property is your fault. And therefore, I'm only going to compensate with you money. But by not being chishlis, is what Rabbi's not concerned with that logic. And therefore, he held that, no, you got to give him property. We're undoing this partnership, this Yerusha. We're going to do it over again. Now, although we said that it's talking about, as we said in the previous thesis, that the field that was taken from one of the brothers was an apaitiki. So wait a second. So the question is, if it's a apaitiki, so he, of course, going to collect the field. It couldn't have removed the money. So what's the claim that Rab's saying that brother could say to the other one? So it says, no, loy ma'idiki ain't apaitiki dama kabel. It's not like when the Gemara says, but mitzi, that you have him based. Mashma also says, like, within the Muslim Sagam says that he can't get rid of him with money. Here, he could have gotten rid of him with money, and therefore, it's his fault. Okay, so it says, whatever you're going to say, Mekamakam, however, yitin ma'is, either way. So wait a second. Why can't he give money to that creditor, be yifta akarkim abachayv, and redeem the property from the creditor? You're saying that, oh, it's his fault because, you know, now I'm going to give you only money, not property, and you're going to lose that property. What do you mean? Even if he gives him money, he could get back that field that the creditor took. Because the Kamalim Perkamavka, the Gemara says within the Vlamahema Beis and Bamatsia, the Shuma Hajalayim, that what's collected from the orphans could always be collected back from the orphans if they come up with money. Sometimes what you can say is the nafkamin, you're right, but the ramification of this would be where if let's say that creditor already sold it to someone else or died and bequeathed it to someone else, the mahasam lahadra, the Gemara says then it doesn't go back. And that would be the relevancy of him getting money and not karka. And it says not the beginning of the Gemara, that he held that the brothers are like inheritance, because as Tais explains. And totally not like Lakuchis, even Bachrais. The Iki Lakuchis Bachrais, because even if you can say that, no, not a Yerushim, just it's like buyers with responsibility, and therefore he has to compensate him. No, because then my Batal Machlekis. Why would the whole division be void? Yisham Lemois, he could just compensate him with money. From the fact you have to do it over, obviously, he was like, they're like Yerushim. Next says, not the beginning of the Gemara, but Masafki Lakuchis. Bas wasn't sure about how to qualify them. Now, Balashan Rishon Pesha Kunjan, the first version actually explains, Shenitel Chalka Bekarka Ibemois, it's or. He's going to take his portion of the quarter, either with property or with money, because Mishum Safkali, Kirishan Havi, he wasn't sure that are they qualified like Yerushin, or like the buyers without insurance. So I'll get a quarter, because maybe he gets all of the half, or maybe none of the half. I'll get a quarter. Now, Bakashim, not Lili Gemara, but how did the Gemara know Shem Safkali Ravasi Kalabi Yerushin, that Ravasi was in doubt, maybe like Lukulchis, maybe like Yerushin, maybe them shitly love Kirishin, and maybe it was obvious to him that they're not like Yerushin, but Masafkali, he just wasn't sure, yeah, but Lukulchis Bachais, but Lukulchis Lebachais, or just are you like a buy with insurance or like buy without insurance? So, Lakash Mir, Kalash Nachran, therefore actually appears more correct, Rashi's second version, which essentially says a something different in the regards to the interpretation of, is it like with Achrayas, that we're assuming that's with Achrayas. Question is it like Yerushin, and therefore it's specifically Karka, or like Lukuchas, and therefore all of it is going to be in money. It says not the beginning of the Gemara, so therefore, he takes in the property a quarter of Karka and a quarter of Mais, which says is bothered by a question, which he doesn't answer, but he says it straight up. He says, wait a second, you shouldn't be able to collect anything if you're not sure. He says, here you don't have the halachic application of, well, if you want to come collect to me and you want to prove to me that you're like Irish and conscious to like, let's say, then you have to prove it. Here, that does not apply. And therefore, because of the topic, we will say halkin and we will not say.